You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
This is always fun. The boys from Super Troopers, Beer Fest, the Broken Lizard Kids. Two-fifths of the Broken Lizard.
The Eye of the Jew is in
the Eye of the Jew is here.
That's right.
Mac and Farva, of course. Landfill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Doctor with the Eye of the Jew.
Yeah, Finkelstein.
Finkelstein. That's right. I knew it was something.
Doc Finkelstein.
Yeah, it was great. Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan are here. And, of course, you know them from Super Troopers, Beer Fest, and all the other stuff, Broken Lizard's done. And you also do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And Torin, you've dodged us for close to 3 years, we figured.
Have it? No. I don't think
that's
so.
That's
really?
A fact. 3 years,
2013,
right?
2014, something like that?
That's 3 years.
But we
man.
Came through. We did the beer. I remember we did the beer fest tour.
Yep.
We came through here.
Yes, and you got drunk and stole something from the TV.
I stole a
cutout,
a standee
of Olivia, forgot Fierro or something.
Yeah, the local television
news girl
lady.
We broke her foot off.
You
and then
guys
we were
still
forced
together?
To get it back.
Yeah,
I'll never forget.
Yeah,
never forget Olivia, the Big O.
But they came. Somebody came looking for that thing, right?
Oh yeah, no, they were very unhappy with us.
We started a war with you guys, and
Channel 3 was not happy that we had you had stolen something from their lobby and brought it all the way down. And you were pretty blasted. That was
well.
Pretty
listen,
cool.
That was the Beer Fest tour.
You had to get drunk every night.
And so the way I mean, we had to. So they would do a free screening of the movie, and then they would have a party. For everyone who came down, and it was beer pong and chugging and all that stuff. On Warner Brothers' dime.
Oh.
And then they would have us wake up early the next morning and do radio in the next town. So, like, we'd fly someplace. I think in that case, we were doing a circuit of Arizona.
Yeah.
So, we just walked into the studio.
Yeah.
Stole the standee of
Drunk.
Olivia.
It was amazing. And everybody came in plaster, and you guys were fun, and it was great. And then Channel 3 said, we did it. I'm like, we had nothing to do with this. So, we broke her. We, like, busted parts off.
Yeah.
You
okay.
had already taken her foot off, but we did we damaged.
And you mailed it back to her family?
We dropped her little pieces back.
You want to lay?
Yeah, it was great.
It was sticky.
But that had to be, like, ridiculous because
I heard you.
At the end, we knew.
I heard that.
Yeah, We bukkake'd her. Yeah. That's what Brady's getting at.
Yeah.
But the Beer Fest tour had to be ridiculous because at the end, there's a bill for you.
Yeah.
Like, you had to, like, the money had, like, there's a certain point where, like, the boys from Broken Lizard have
toured
out a $200,000 bar tab.
The stipend went over the stipend.
Well, we haven't opened yet.
Well, so that was funny because, like, I remember that we were in New York City and I had my ex-girlfriend showed up and like we had lunch together in the hotel and then we wound up having a great time. Like we went around the city together and we came back and we had dinner again at the hotel. And this was like, with like champagnes and oysters and
all
things like that, like living it up.
Yes.
And Warner Brothers paying for all of it. But then I felt bad because I had run up in New York City. I had run up a tab.
Sure.
And so I told, the lady that handled us, that took us around on the tour. I was like, I have a confession to make and I'm going to apologize. I spent quite a bit of money yesterday in New York City. And she's like, how much?
Uh-oh.
And I told her, she's like, Steve, can I just let you know a little something? It's you can spend like $800 a day and a red flag will not go off.
You had an $800 per diem?
I was like, oh, for real? I can spend that much money? She's like, yeah. And so that night we were in D.C. and I told the entire crowd, I was like, I told them that story and then I said, so – first round's on me.
So you bought the whole crowd.
And I could see her like in the tunnel way to the movie theater just shaking her head.
Oh, it's
like,
over.
Yeah.
That's glorious.
Yeah.
But at the end, they never came back and said, guys, this
definitely
ridiculous.
Oh, those tabs that you get are ridiculous.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
We don't get the tab, though. I mean, they. Yeah.
Right, but they're looking at you. You guys all produced it, put it together. It's like, look, the Beer Fest tour, you guys crushed us, and now we're like upside down completely on stuff we didn't expect to have part of the budget.
The real toll is physical.
Oh, yeah. No, I can imagine.
Yeah. Those studios are so much money. They don't care. And they don't care about us either. Like, at the end of the Super Troopers tour and the Beer Fest tour, we looked so different than when we started. Like,
they don't care. Like, you're funnier when you're fatter anyway. Don't worry.
Yeah. Fat is funny and funny is money.
Funny is money.
Eat up. Drink up.
Get on it.
We don't
Heffernan,
care.
Get over three bills, Heffernan.
But the doctor says my T-cell count is too high. Get out there and drink.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Isn't that AIDS?
I don't know.
I don't think, I don't think that's from drinking.
I don't know.
Well, maybe.
You
maybe
never
it
know.
Leads to it, right.
Party.
Yeah.
Your white blood count.
I've contracted AIDS, Warner Brothers. I've got AIDS now. Get out there and
Get
sell
out there
your
and
movie.
Sell.
It's covered.
AIDS is money.
Don't
Something
worry
like
about
that.
It.
Steve, do you agree with that? That fat is funnier?
Fat is funny and funny's money.
Yeah, and you agree with that? Because you got real thin for a little bit.
I got thin a little bit. Then people they tell you don't get too thin.
Really?
Like they tell you that.
I don't like it when he exercises.
No kidding.
I don't like it when he exercises.
Why is that?
Well, because, like, I mean, let's be honest here. We know who pays the bills around here.
Okay.
The funny fat guy.
The funny fat guy. Brady's got that. If he got too skinny, people wouldn't like him.
Yeah, so, like,
yeah.
You know, I want Kevin to be healthy.
My health is good, important, man. Come on.
Right, health. Jesus. But you can still look terrible.
But we need...
It's true. It's true.
Well, listen, if we just finished...
You can be fat and have low cholesterol.
That's exactly right. Just monitor how you're fat.
Don't
you be selfish. This is on you.
Seriously, this is about all of us. Like, my kids have to eat, all right?
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Yeah.
So, like,
I'm on it.
Stop exercising.
Okay, I'm on it.
You know, we just shot Super Troopers 2.
Did you do it?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we finished
it. Okay,
good.
It's in the can.
It's in the can.
Yeah, it's in the can.
Yeah, now, can you imagine if we had thin Farva? How not? People would be like,
lame.
They would revolt.
They wouldn't believe it. Who'd they get? They got another guy.
Yeah. And if you ever did Beer Fest 2, Landfill would be like this Jack LaLanne. You don't need that nonsense. No.
But that would be cool, though, if I went in, like, Carrot Top and, like, was, you know.
You got all buff.
I got all buff and everything.
But nobody kind
of cool.
But it's just not funny.
Would it be funny?
No, I wouldn't like that at all.
No, no, no.
You get uppity.
Yeah.
You become a fitness guru.
I know, it's true.
Yeah, and then, you know, you're used to be the funny fat guy, and now you're Mr. Fitness. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You'll
never like,
stay chubby.
Don't worry,
you look so weird.
Yeah. It'll never happen.
That's right.
It's like Kevin saying he's not going to be Jewish anymore.
I mean, look at this. Like, your head, could your head lose weight? Like, you have a big skull.
I don't know. Good, I guess.
Have you ever done any head work?
No,
that's a terrible
exercise. Head exercises, I haven't done.
The face gets thinner.
Yeah,
the head up.
Yeah, it makes you look funny. And
I think it's great when people lose weight, but like I don't like it because they look so different.
Yeah,
you know, it's when you're like, you know, like when like a heavy dude loses all that weight and they turn awesome looking.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
I resent that.
They all look like Al Roker. Like it all looks wrong.
When they
Al Roker
that,
lost all that weight, and
they
just
the 120 pound fat apron.
Yeah, I don't
lose
want
that much weight.
Yeah, that's what made you what we love.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
We thought down on you. We were better than
it's
you.
It's like you're poo pooing what got
right.
you great.
Exactly. You can't. It's a gift.
Don't forget where you came from.
That's exactly
all
right,
right. Guys,
the buffet.
Get
right.
You're too
You can get fatter.
Fine.
Yeah. That's good.
There's always more room to grow.
When are we looking at Super Troopers 2?
We're waiting. We finished the movie. We handed it to the studio, and now we're waiting for our release date.
Have they given you notes back?
They gave us notes. We did like then we did start doing test screenings, and they came to them, and they loved it.
Okay,
they
great.
Loved like it's been testing higher than the old one. The first
no
one.
Kidding.
Yeah, yeah. So
do we get to tour it with a stipend again?
Yeah, I think so.
It'll be $1,000 a day. Now.
That's part of the negotiation.
We will probably be
that's
coming around
sweet.
Here.
So you guys are drinking. Totally thrilled with it.
Yeah, totally done. Yeah. And there's like awesome cameos, awesome people in the movie.
That's awesome. Who's a big cameo?
Rob Lowe.
Really?
He's more than a cameo. I mean,
yeah,
he's
he plays a major character. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
And so
beautiful man. He's a beautiful man.
He's a gorgeous man. Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? Do you question yourself around Rob Lowe?
I do. It's like stunningly. Like you're looking at him, oh my God, the blue eyes are stunning.
Right. Yeah, there's something about like certain guys. I'm like, I'm not gay, but I get
Rob Lowe,
it. I get it.
Man crush.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're big man crush guys.
Yeah. Who's your current one?
Well, I mean, Rob Lowe.
Well, you're all on the same
like,
guy.
But the all-time, like the all-time Hall of Fame man crush, I've got Patrick Swayze and Sam Elliott.
Oh yeah,
side by side. Yeah,
Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Roundhouse kicking with his shirt off by the lake. Yeah. The guy's so sexy. He lives in a barn.
Yeah,
and chick's
that
still
barn behind. Setup was awesome.
Yeah,
he lives in a barn.
He does
just
on a lake.
Holes in it. And
yeah,
the closest thing he's got is a lake. I don't even think. And some old man makes him like work on a car.
Yeah, like Wilford Brimley, right?
Isn't it? Was it? I don't know.
Nah,
something
wasn't
very
Brimley.
Close.
Red,
like that.
Red wasn't Wilford.
I don't
nah,
know.
Nah,
whoever
it was.
Old Red.
But they've got you know there's the great scene where Patrick Swayze introduces Kelly Lynch to Sam Elliott to his mentor and Sam Elliott and Kelly Lynch are dancing. And you think Sam Elliott's hitting on her. He's like, you know, he loves you. I would have liked it so bad if I didn't want you so bad for myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's looking at your eyes, and you're like, what's he doing? Why is he hitting on her? And you realize he's testing her because he's that hot.
Right.
And she resists him, and that's how he knows that she's good for Dalton.
Yeah. Okay. Because it was a friend test. It wasn't him trying to C-block anything.
Yeah,
he was going in saying, I can get anything I want. If she denies this, she's in love with
I was Baltic. Working at a nightclub when that movie came out, and the general manager of the nightclub thought he was the Swaz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
I mean, he
the
that
cooler.
Was, that was, oh, he was the cooler, and he called the guys at the club, you guys are coolers.
Oh, man.
And he put a video together of how to break in and calm
based
things down.
Based on that
down.
Movie?
Yes.
Just be nice.
Yes.
Yeah. You can never be. Dalton or Sam Elliott.
No,
you
can't.
Ever. You just can only
his
hope
hair.
To hear it.
Yeah.
And Swayze's so funny, too, in that movie. They're like, you know, the guy raises his hand. He's like, what if the guy calls my mother a whore? And Swayze's like, is she?
Oh, man. You can't get that kind of comedy. You guys can only hope in Super Troopers 2 to get laughs like that.
He crushed it.
That's quality writing right
there. That is all the writing. I mean, when you have a pen and paper or a computer or whatever and you get to that and that pops in your head, that scene, you just probably quit for a little while. Like, I can't get to that level yet.
Well, Nailed it.
That's how you get to funny.
I'm done. Because they're establishing character right there. You know? And that's like probably they had somebody do a punch up. Like, we need Dalton's character to be like likable, a little more likable and funny. And somebody wrote that line was like,
man, that's
the guy, the general manager, also had the decoy car. He bought a Mercedes.
Put
that under the
man. The cover, and did he get all knifed?
And had
the
his car that he'd drive to the nightclub. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, did Ben Gazzara come over and actually ruin your club?
Light on fire.
Drive a monster truck over his car.
So those are your inspirations for comedy. Patrick Swayze and Sam Elliott.
Yeah. Funny guys.
The first thing I think of.
The other inspirations are Tango and Cash. They were a big influence for us.
Solid.
No kidding.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, we've seen Tango and Cash like a gazillion times.
Sure.
I mean, that's one-liner city right there.
Yeah. No, they're knocking
that's
them
badass.
Out left and right.
Ray
yeah.
Tango and Gabriel Cash.
No one – they won't let each other get the last word. Yeah. Gabriel – what is it? Gabe Tango? Wait. Ray Tango and Gabriel Cash.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's you can't beat names like that. Yeah. That's good writing right
Tango
there.
Tango and Cash.
Right there, you've got a great script. You don't even have a word written.
That's Stallone thinking to himself, like, right now I just see a title, Tango and Cash.
Yeah, that's it. And
we'll build around that. Before Cobra or after?
That's after Cobra.
Oh, man.
Cobra. Post-Cobra.
That's AC.
Have you guys ever had – you've had an idea like that where it's like the name is great and it never comes through?
Oh, it always comes through.
Oh, you've never stopped.
Beer Fest came from the name.
Really?
Let's do a movie called Beer Fest.
Yeah. And what was the first building block of that? Like you're like Beer Fest is the name. What do we do?
Oh, that's a funny one.
Yeah.
That was going to be two brothers go to Oktoberfest in Munich and get humiliated, and then they decide to start a competing Oktoberfest in the States to ruin German Oktoberfest.
Right, to wreck the entire
country. The only way that they could beat them is to have underage drinking. And so we were going to have them like start the Oktoberfest on an Indian reservation.
Oh, jeez.
And then invite underage kids to come drink, and that's how they beat Oktoberfest.
Yeah, they were going
to
crush.
With underage Indians.
That's right.
Early training.
That's, right. Yeah, that's actually a foolproof plan.
We rolled with it for a little while, and then we thought maybe we should switch it up.
We realized we were thinking, like our producer was like, you realize that what you're doing is you're basically setting a thing up where we have to have like 10 million extras, right?
Right. Yeah.
Because you're trying to create the biggest
13-year-olds, and they're all drinking.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
I would go see that in a second.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic. In fact, sometimes I just sit on the Pima Freeway and look over at the reservation and hope it breaks out that exact way you're talking.
Sure.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Beer Fest.
But Beer Fest 2 needs to be that.
It could be. I guess it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
Let's finish it.
The
material's written.
Yeah. It's already done.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
But Super Troopers 2 is coming out later this year.
It's done.
Right?
It's coming out later this year.
Okay.
It's testing great.
That's awesome.
Everyone's loving it.
And what else do you guys have going on? As far as Broken Lizard goes, you guys, do you see each other constantly? Get together for Super Troopers and then you're done for 2 years?
Yeah. Kevin and I are really the ones, we go around together.
But we hate each other.
Don't say that.
No.
Don't say that.
You don't.
No, we do everything. We have a podcast together. We have a podcast called Chewing It on the Nerdist Network that we do.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right.
And we do a little bit of everything.
We do our live shows.
Yeah. Right. Now, Steve, do you ever do this alone?
No, I've never done it alone, although I am doing a solo date this year.
Are you cheating on me?
In Burlington, Vermont.
Are you cheating on me?
I was going to say, do you do it? You don't do it alone.
No, I don't go to small towns.
No. Oh, yeah. I see.
Let me go alone to small towns.
He's like, that's the thing. He's like, the Peoria? No, I'm not going.
Do you feel like he's trying to leave you?
Nah.
Like the, he just he'll always come back.
Yeah, yeah, he'll always.
The come only back. You know the best moment was you know when Kevin and I first started touring around and we decided to share get Twitter.
Yeah.
And we were going to share a Twitter handle. It was the Heffernan
back in the day.
Yeah, at Heffernan and Lemmy.
Right.
And you know, I saw the writing on the wall first.
Sure.
Which was I should probably have my own handle. And so should Kevin. So should we all right. have our own handle.
Because you're social media savvy.
Yeah. And so I set up my own, you know, at Steve Lemmy Twitter sure. account.
On the side?
On the side. And the way we found out was on radio doing press in a city. And they asked what our Twitter handle was. And I said, well, we've got at Heffernan Lemmy. And also, I started my own at Steve Lemmy. And I remember looking into Kevin's eyes, and it was like the end of Braveheart where he... He realizes he's been betrayed, to the, and he's about to get captured. Kevin, there was so much hurt in Kevin's eyes.
You were Robert the Bruce.
Yeah,
of
I was
Twitter.
Robert the Bruce
of Twitter.
Turncoat.
Oh yeah. No, I betrayed him. Yeah.
So you didn't even break it to him until you were
on air.
On the air.
He found it the hard way.
Check me out at Steve Lemmy. Yeah. And
then there's an audible gasp.
Yeah.
Why am I not involved in this?
He stepped me in the back. That's when I knew.
That's when you knew it was maybe time to.
It's every man for himself.
Not be so close.
Well, I see how it is.
And then he got so in the custody battle.
Right.
He got because I had at Steve Lemmy. He took over the at Heffernan Lemmy. And changed it to Heffernan Rules,
which had more followers.
And so now he's
who's winning?
He's still got like 2,000 more followers than me, and it's because of that.
Yeah. But I'm winning still.
But he won't be graceful. He won't be gracious about it.
He shouldn't be. You've betrayed him. Why would he?
Yeah, that's like bury
you back.
She'll never shake hands with that man again.
I opened your eyes.
Now, were you guys ever like you share Twitter? Do you ever share other stuff?
Yeah, that's what we do.
The ladies.
That's what we do.
Showers.
Yeah, showers. Ever shower? Like Putin? Putin was asked the question: would you ever shower with another man in a submarine? He said, "Well." If I did, and things got weird, I know. Sambo. He started to brag about his martial arts expertise. Like he's like,
really?
If the guy got a little hard, I'd take care of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And by take care of it, he means
have sex with him. Yeah, I violently finish that man off.
I use my martial arts.
We're underwater. You have to, right? Yeah. Does it get to that point, though? The Broken Lizard guys got a little crazy for a little while, so there had to be some groupies. There had to be some ex. Are you married, both of you?
Yeah.
You're both married. So you've ruined the entire experience.
Yeah, same woman.
Yeah, you
same
share
woman.
A wife.
By
right?
ruined, yeah. you mean, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, actually, you know, in Beer Fest, we kind of did. Because, like, my ex-girlfriend played his wife.
That's true.
I need a big sex scene with her.
But we've taken it to a new level in Super Troopers 2.
Oh, man. We're actually – this is a story we're going to tell this weekend at Stand Up Live.
This is a spoiler.
I'll tease it, though.
Tease it.
It's I have – in Super Troopers 2, I am filming – I have filmed the nastiest love scene in the history of our movies. And the reason for that is because my love scene in Super Troopers 2 is with Farva.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mac and Farva.
You guys get it on. Yeah,
we get it on. In
we
the,
go
in
mustache
Troopers
to mustache.
That's worse.
Troopers too. Yeah.
Something about a clean-shaven male kiss. That's okay.
How many takes?
Yeah.
You know
too
what?
Too many takes.
So many takes.
So many.
So many takes. You know why? Because for some reason, Kevin kept messing up his lines.
Did you grow your own mustaches, or were they fake?
They're real.
Come on.
They're real.
Dude. Yeah.
And I've never kissed a man with a mustache before. And that was the first time.
Okay, let's talk
and
about the
in?
Other thing.
Are you in now?
But men without mustaches.
Plenty of those. Oh, dude, that's a dime a dozen.
Like getting mustache hair in your mouth and it's not yours.
Oh.
Gross.
Oh, and how was he? Was he a gentle lover?
Not really. He wasn't very gracious. No.
He says I came in hard every time.
Came hard.
You were a little aggressive. Is he a tart dung? A tongue is tart.
He's a teeth clanker.
Oh, he's a bang the teeth guy.
Oh, careful.
Sorry.
But you don't agree with it. You're going to say that's
effing ridiculous. That's BS.
You are a good kisser.
I was tender. I was terrible.
He's a terrible kisser.
He didn't believe in like breath mints or Tic Tacs.
Oh, that's how I have to go
in with the dragon breath.
Well, we shot the scene right after lunch, and he was eating burritos at lunch. I'm like, what are you doing, bro? We have a love scene. Like, where's the respect here? Where's the courtesy?
Burrito day. What the heck?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then you just went right to it. Now, what else in the scene is? Graphic enough that's maybe the first time you've ever tried it with a man.
You know what? I don't want to talk about it.
You're not going to talk about it yet. Okay.
We can't talk about it.
Right.
Were any
it
erections.
Comes to a new level.
Were there erections? Intentional or otherwise?
Maybe on into like a prison erection.
What is that? Is
like
popsicle sticks?
Like forced. Like, you know, like.
I thought you like tied on sticks.
I've said too much already. I've said too much.
There's a golden opportunity for an extended cut then.
Yeah. Yeah, right after the cookies at the end. Now, is there any like you can tell me why they're doing this? Why are Mac and Farva doing this?
No, that's part of the
Is it
lure.
A hostage thing?
That's the See,
you've sold me. You've sold me. Now I'm just waiting for the movie to come
out. That's why they call it a teaser. That's why they call it a teaser.
That's a good tease right there.
Yeah.
Two men making out. I mean, who isn't going?
I'm
going.
A couple guys with mustaches.
Two mustachioed gentlemen kissing for hours.
It only gets weird in the editing room when, like, Kevin and I are in there alone and, like, editing that scene together.
Oh.
And, like, I think this – I like this take.
And neither of you have ever done gay things before, like, in regular life that you could, like, you know, turn to Kevin at one point and go, no, it's like this.
Yeah.
Like, no, to lean on your experiences.
We had no technical advisor.
Like, do you remember when I met Patrick Swayze? And that's what I think we should –
No Stanislavski moment where you got into character for a few weeks before.
Well, actually, that's kind of what the story's about.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How am I guessing this? That's amazing.
Because you just know.
I just know.
You just know things. It's like you and Brady. What goes on in here?
I've never kissed him. Although Brady does get very uncomfortable when you try to when men hug and there's stubble. And if you just cheek to cheek a guy,
cheek press.
It is.
Occasionally, you get.
I will press my unshaven face up against his cheek, and it is literally like pouring salt.
But
on
do you know? But can I just flip it around then? Like, if Brady was gay, that would be that's
be awesome.
He's telling you the thing that would turn him on.
Yes. Yes,
by repelling.
What he likes, what he really secretly likes is that rough stubble.
That's
what he fears the most.
Because that's when he gets excited and he doesn't like it.
And he doesn't want it. That's exactly right.
Oh, my God.
It's like when I blow him. I know he's enjoying it, but he is fighting.
He's having a reaction.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Got to push back.
Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan are here from their stand-up live this weekend. Central in Washington, if you want to go down there and just buy tickets, or you can get them on the phone, 480-719-6100, stand-up live. com. What else are you guys doing in your lives besides Super Troopers 2 and this running around? What's something special about the two of you we should know?
We got the podcast.
The podcast. Oh,
podcasting?
Chewing it.
Yeah, you're doing it. What is a regular thing on the podcast? What do you guys usually?
We usually have guests from people that we've made movies with.
So, oh, really? Who was your last guest? Is that
the
gorgeous Rob Lowe?
The last guest we had was Leonard Maltin.
Leonard Maltin.
The movie review guy. He's the worst movie reviewer of all time.
Well, he's just very so nice. He's
nothing is ever bad.
That's right. He's a very nice person.
Well, nothing's ever bad except
Super Troopers.
Broken Lizard
except Broken Lizard. And we read the Super Troopers review back to
him there.
Well, that was the best one of all.
Right.
He gave us 2.5 stars.
Beerfest, he slammed Beerfest.
Why did he slam Beerfest?
Reviewers can't like Beerfest. Yeah. They can't go on record liking Beerfest. Yeah.
Club Dread, he gave us a bomb.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, it was a bomb.
He did not like Club Dread.
Yeah, because it's 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, 1-star. And then he won't give you a 0.5-star. I'll just give you a
bomb.
And
what did he say to you face-to-face on that?
What he said was actually, like, he has that book with all the movie reviews.
Right.
And he's like, you know, I don't write all the movie reviews.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, really?
That's
like,
his way out.
Some other people write the reviews.
No, you should have made him like you should have Mystery Science Theater the whole podcast. Make him watch Beer Fest with you two.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and just say you're going to like it,
Leonard. Right? We're going to show you why. It's so
you're going to show you why it's funny,
and then we're going to drink.
Right. Get Leonard Maltin drunk and see what his review.
Every time
was
we drink, you drink.
Right? Was he a pleasant man?
Very pleasant.
Yeah, and
there
were no
super nice guy.
Like the tension had to be, but he's probably used to that. You guys probably were.
Yeah, that's what we asked him. He's used to it, but he like has hit long history. Like he was the Playboy movie critic for like 20 years.
Yeah, on Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah,
Playboy. He did everything, but he
you
never
know, he'd
gave
be at
a review.
Grotto. He'd be at the Grotto doing.
Did he ever tell
parties.
A story about the Grotto?
He did. He told us some stories.
Did Leonard Maltin swing ass at the Grotto?
What do you think?
I think no.
I think
he's the lonely guy in the Grotto.
Spanish fly and Maltin's.
I don't think so.
Were he and Cosby together at the Grotto taking advantage?
I bet they're mixing it up.
Read the book.
Okay, I got to read it. I just thought it was all movie reviews.
Watch Super Troopers 2. You'll
Wait
find
a tick.
Out.
There's a sides in the movie review book about how he was pounding ass in the Grotto.
That's what the forward is.
So after he says
he
stuff like
Cosby was a toe
so
man.
Like I'll turn a page that said, and that's why I didn't like the Presidio. And the next page will say, here's a little side story about me in the Grotto.
Yeah.
I got Leonard Maltin's
oh,
the most fascinating guest. Yeah, it's amazing.
That's why the book flies off the Grotto. You never read Leonard Maltin's movie book? All of it. It's some reviews, but also like he's telling stories about the Playboy Grotto.
Yeah, he's partying with Burt Reynolds. Yeah. You know, it's just all kind of good stuff.
Salacious Leonard Maltin stories. Yeah. It's what we've all been waiting for. Yeah. Now, there's another movie you guys can write.
The Leonard Maltin story?
The reviewer.
You should play.
I could play Leonard
You could
Maltin.
Play Leonard Maltin.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're
that would
perfect.
Be great.
Yeah. Is that an insult or you're a perfect Leonard Maltin?
Compliment.
No. Yeah, is it a compliment? You
oh,
find
yeah.
it very distracting.
I've heard, you know, I've been insulted before. I know when he's insulting me. He's not insulting me right now.
Like you could do the David Arquette story.
See, now he's insulting
That's
me.
Insult-
now he's insulting me. He's insulting
yeah,
me.
That is a little bit.
The one where it's, you know, kind of ambiguous is when he does the Freddie Mercury story.
Ooh.
Here, say it, say it.
You could do the Freddie Mercury
yeah,
story.
See, I don't know if he's insulting
yeah,
me.
It does
or not.
Sound authentic, but also with a twinkle in his eye that he's getting you.
He thinks he's a rock star.
He is a rock star and one of the best of all
right,
time.
Right.
But
But he's got big teeth.
Yeah, that these buck
big weird teeth.
Do you have big? You don't have big teeth.
No, I got great teeth.
You have wonderful teeth. You're no Freddie Mercury in the teeth.
I'm thankful.
You could be if Fred Savage had like a character you play as an older Fred Savage.
You know what? Okay. You are like psychic. Dude.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
You're like psychic.
I nailed another one.
You know what? Wow. You have no idea how much you just nailed.
You're doing the future Fred Savage story.
Wait, I want you prepared to get your mind blown.
All right,
Kevin,
go
blow his mind.
Fred Savage may or may not be in Super Troopers 2
as Steve's dad.
As Fred Savage.
That would be an awkward moment.
I'm just saying Fred Savage may or may not be in Super Troopers 2.
Right, but there's also the may not be part.
That's because we can't, you know, you can't we're under contract.
Focus groups.
Really?
Yeah, we can't.
Is it because Fred's like, don't mention it? Or
well, you know.
If you did, the whole movie shuts down. I get sued.
Yeah.
Simply on the information.
They don't put the movie out.
You don't want to mess with Fred Savage. He's got claws.
I've heard it's nasty.
Fred Savage really? Buried that.
So he may or may not be in Super Troopers 2, which is just an odd little circle that we just made.
Yeah. Right. But you, it's like you're channeling something
now. I'm a very special person.
Yeah, you really are. Really are.
He's in the zone.
Maybe I'm one of those kids that we just read about this morning that can cure abortions now.
The
lady that eats the
kid
pill.
Can't, a pill.
Well, the kid can't, unless he's special. Right, right. But the lady that decides she's going to do the pill abortion eats the pill, and it starts to dissolve the kid, and then the next day she eats another pill, and it shoots out. But now some doctor has invented an in-between pill that grows the baby back.
Oh, really?
So but those kids are going to be super special powers, right? Like mutants.
I guess so, yeah.
That's how it starts.
And maybe that's why I know someone.
Wow.
My mom tried to dissolve me.
In the womb.
In the womb. She assaulted me.
He was a raisin for a day.
You guys are over at Stand Up Live. Steve and Kevin from Super Troopers Beer Fest. And Super Troopers, too, with may or may not have Fred Savage in it. All weekend long. And anything you can tell us to save the world. Leave us with words of wisdom. Both Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan. What do you have to finish off?
The meaning of life is just to enjoy life.
Wow. That was almost postery.
Yeah, but not
like you
really.
Read that in a cubicle, didn't you?
It was not great.
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
It was not hack, but also
mediocre.
Yeah.
Okay.
Middling.
You can observe a lot just by watching.
That might be actually worse.
Yeah. What do you think about Phoenix?
Yeah.
I can't decide which is more beautiful, the city or its people.
I wish I was at your wedding because I would have been like in the middle of the vows. I'd have been like, bull crap.
I banged everybody at my wedding.
That's awesome.
We wrote our own vows. I was watching the legs spread at my wedding.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I'm bang you
opening
and you
them up.
And you.
Now, Kevin, do you have any words of wisdom that can top what he's
I just
done?
I just set him up. You see that. I gave him the layup.
He was lobbing slow pitches.
Yeah. I was lobbing them, too.
I like the lesson a lot.
Yeah, I know you did.
Quite beautiful.
I know you did.
Because I'm one of the people you're talking about.
You live in Phoenix.
And you don't know what's more beautiful, this landscape or me.
You know what? Between you and I'll give you the answer after.
Oh my God!
We're on the air.
There's more.
I'll tell you who's more.
But
what's
wait.
More beautiful?
Well, I've got a little mustache going, so maybe
it
we
is.
Could.
He's soaking.
Right.
He's soaking right now.
I am. I have never
wet.
Been.
He just had mustache is wet.
He just had a panty splash.
Seconds. You'd be in me in seconds. I wouldn't even know what happened. It would be sloppy.
Let's go to the grotto.
Me and Fred Savage are going to train you, boy.
Oh my God! That phrase has never been uttered.
I wouldn't be so sure. I would not be so sure.
Is it going to be Josh Saviano, the kid who played Paul from The Wonder Years? Me and Fred Savage are going to train you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know that they went out
guy.
They went out clubbing in L.A. when they were teenagers. And you said that me and Fred Savage are going to train
I don't like
you.
Picturing
that. That tell-all book is coming.
You painted a picture I hate. I hate it. The Wonder Years are ruined.
I'm going to make you Winnie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? That's pretty good.
That's really good. That's actually it's got double meaning and everything. It's pretty solid.
Yeah. I'm on my game right now.
You got it. You're LeBron.
The electrolytes in that Gatorade.
Steve Lemmy, Kevin Heffernan, all weekend long at Stand Up Live. Thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Super Troopers 2 coming your way soon. Stand Up Live this weekend.
What happens after the show?
You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Find out the HNS All Access Podcast. Available now through the 98 KUPD app.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty.
Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.